TMW Mobile.
KF4NXY, David.
David, how's that cup of coffee?
I'm real good this morning. Just sitting here watching them talk about the weather and some of the traffic conditions.
Played weekend, stay inside, right?
So it's just not going to be a good day to be out in the heat and humidity and all that. It's going to be a good time to enjoy the air conditioning.
With all this rain we've been having, man, you really got to cut the grass almost twice a week.
I got that way here. I've had to cut it a lot more than I thought I would.
If it doesn't rain this afternoon, maybe I can get some of mine cut.
Thing with if you're working all the time and when you do get the opportunity to cut it, a lot of times it's raining.
Twice I had to cut it high and then cut it at the normal height.
Got a few spots like that where it gets kind of wet, and what's aggravating with all this rain, I had a lean-to built onto a building and turned it into a little shed. Now the mud's washing down into it. Gonna have to put some gravel in there or something and try and get some grass growing in the area that turns to mud and washes down in there in a heavy rain.
We've been having, it's gonna be doing good to keep the grass seed in the right place.
I'm thinking about maybe set the grass seed out and throw some hay on top of it. Maybe that would help do it, but times in the past I've thrown out grass seed and it just gets washed in one spot, and I got one big clump of grass there and still got a lot of bald spot.
Get one of them rolled out mats with the grass seed in it so it'll hold it in one place, right? KN4 TFW.
Something like that would probably help. Or I've seen these places that's got these I don't know what you call it, but you just roll out sections of grass that's already kind of started growing, and it's in a roll, and you just roll it out and pack it down, and hopefully it takes root.
A few pieces of sod, like you said, at Lowe's or Home Depot.
Yeah, thinking about with some sod, yeah. Maybe go to, try that.
Inside this morning for 5:40.
Yeah, that's, that might be a good thing, maybe.
Ready for your surgery next month?
I'm still kind of, trying to watch my sugar. I don't, they told me, the other day that if I go in there and it's like 200 or something, they're not going to do it. So, I can't be, letting the A1C creep back up. So still kind of watching that pretty close. And other than that, just, trying to day to day till I get it done.
Able to do it, and it'll buy you some relief.
Hope to get a whole lot more active. Right now I can, maybe do something for 10, 15 minutes, and then, I gotta sit down till the pain eases off before I can do anything else.
I've been trying to go to the gym at lunch about 30 minutes every day. Hopefully keep my body moving, so I'll be able to move when I get a little older.
At least 30 minutes a day and keep everything moving along. And the worst thing you can do is just sit down and do nothing. I heard Patrick, came through with his knee surgery okay. I think somebody even talked to him on the radio.
4TFW.
KF4NXY.
Morning, David. Hey, And yes, I come through surgery good, and recovery is going good so far. Doing really well.
Yet.
Still got this walker, but I'm doing good.
Yep, I'm going to get back to my coffee. Glad to hear you on here this morning, Patrick. KF4NXY.
Heard, and I hope you have a good day and enjoy your coffee. And you and Miss Marie, take care of yourself.
73 David, good to hear you this morning. KN4TFW.
Was texting with Eric here a little bit yesterday and the day before. He had his back surgery. He's doing good.
It's time for him to get that done. Well, I hope he gets him some relief.
Doing good. Wasn't hurting near as bad as he thought he was going to be. So that's a good thing, and I can say the same thing. I'm not hurting near as bad as I thought I was going to be.
Had to move over. Somebody scared to switch lanes. Had to let them pass me on the right.
I'm glad I don't have to fight all that anymore for a little while.
I'm missing anything.
I don't figure I am. Nothing going to improve out there that I could do anything about.
Been going in my bad spot. I'm back. Order me a 7-pin connector with a cable on it with a cigarette lighter on the end so I can run my little electric cooler when we go down to Florida.
Still taking a camper down there?
Make it down there that far. We're staying at a KOA cabin down there, so it may have a little refrigerator. I don't know. I don't think this one does. Two dogs, grandson, and all the gear. My little old car would probably be overloaded, so I figured I'd go ahead and take the truck.
A good plan. A little hybrid's not designed to haul all that stuff.
Do well with a lot of weight.
Defeats any advantage you had, that's for sure.
Hot one this weekend. Real feel it's going to be over 100 down here.
Looked at the weather for up here, other than it's chance of rain every day for the next week.
Morning, it makes me think I'm running late.
I can't see outside. I got the curtains all drawn, so can't tell what it's doing this morning.
Here a few minutes yesterday, but I haven't heard him this morning yet. Go in early.
He didn't oversleep.
Give him the benefit of a doubt. In Clayton, Georgia, on Saturday, go to see his aunt's house.
Therefore, to see your aunt.
New little knickknacks and everything from Susan's grandma, and wanted to know if she wanted them, so we're going to go over there and get them.
That's probably a good day trip for y'all, isn't it?
Run up there through Clemson and go over up through Westminster and go out that way. It's in northern Georgia. They live kind of in the mountains there. It just takes a minute to get there.
I was going to say, Barry, I couldn't remember where Clayton was at right off the top of my head, but it sounds like it's from here I could go up through Cashers and come down that way, drop into High Hampton.
Closer for you than it is for me.
But there's still no good way to get there. See, I'll be stuck right here in these four walls. I'm getting tired of looking at them already.
Get any HF radio done?
That's one thing I do struggle at is getting in and out of my office chair under my desk. But I have to make sure I got somebody here to help me get back up because it's the chair's kind of low to the ground. So I have to make sure I got somebody here to help me on the getting back up side. So I hadn't done it a whole lot.
Realize how inconvenient some things are until one body part doesn't work right.
True. You just don't think about it.
The guy that fills in for me at work when I go on vacation, he always lowers my chair all the way down. It's like, I don't see how you can sit in it like that.
I don't see how people sit in chairs that are real low to the ground. And then you take a chair that don't have good armrest, and it's really hard to get up when your knees don't work.
Yeah, that was the first thing I did to my work chair was take the armrests off. I can't hardly do it with armrests at a desk.
Bother me, but getting, like I said, getting back up kind of needs some assistance where it's too low to the ground. But if I put it any higher, you can't get under the desk good.
N4TMR.
WN4TMR, I believe it was. This is KO4HKX.
Good morning, KN4TFW. November 4, Tango Mike Romeo. This is Billy in Hendersonville, over.
I'm Patrick. I'm over here in Penrose, just between Brevard and Hendersonville.
Roger, what kind of rig are you running there, over?
I'm on my Kenwood THD 710 GA.
It's really working good for you, over.
I appreciate that. How about yourself?
I'm running a Lenco 735. That's kind of an old-timey radio, over, but it's a modern one.
Doing a good job for you. Ken's the other gentleman in here with us. Let's give him a chance to come in here.
Ken's Ken, KN4TFW. Well, good morning. I believe we've talked before, over. Didn't recognize the voice, and I was pretty sure you were out of Hendersonville or Flat Rock somewhere. It's right up in there. Well, actually, you're pretty right on the nail head. I'm in East Flat Rock, which, of course, is part of Hendersonville, but I'm in East Flat Rock, over.
Usually you're over there on the 285, right?
Roger, roger.
I'm on the 610 this morning.
I usually don't get this repeater. This is kind of a first, over.
Funny thing sometimes.
This repeater located at, over.
The North Carolina, South Carolina line up on Caesar's Head, right there off of 276.
Definitely a first for me hitting this one. I've had it in on my radio and it's programmed for it, but it's always dead to me, over.
Sometimes in the early morning there's a good bit of traffic, but then later in the morning I don't think there's as much traffic. Patrick would know better.
Yeah, I am a general team.
Depends on what day it is. Some days there is, some days there's not, but there's usually somebody always monitoring if you throw your call out. Except for around supper times when I find the worst time to try to find somebody.
Roger, I have a general ticket. What ticket do you guys have, over?
What's your class license?
I have a general, KN4TSW.
Roger, I thought you had an extra. We've talked about it before when I was going for general back in December. You kind of gave me words of wisdom, over. WN4TMR.
Roger that. Well, that's, I got my extra in, I think, October of last year. So, hadn't had it too long.
Roger,
On ACAB, I run in a Icon 7300 with a off-center dipole antenna, about 40 feet in the air, over.
Yaesu 991A with a center fed dipole, it's about 30 feet in the air.
I was checking it a while ago, and ACAB is kind of dead. There's some activity on 80, but 40 is pretty dead, over.
While we're talking, I can't quite get to mine right now. I had my knee replaced, so can't quite get to it. Sit down and get back up again yet.
Roger, I can completely understand that. If you remember, I'm actually disabled, over.
It's been a while, Billy, so I wasn't 100% sure of how much was correct on my memory there.
You guys are probably like me. You talk to so many guys, it's hard to keep up with them, over.
I knew them a couple times. It's hard for me anyway.
Yeah, same for me.
Well, enough you guys talking, so I'm going to back out of here. I just wanted to say hello, and like I said, I'm really amazed that this Caesar head repeater's working, so I'm going to say 73, it's been good to talk to y'all, and this will be Whiskey November 4, Tango Mike Romeo. I'm going to be out.
Good to talk to you again this morning. Good to hear you, and glad the repeater's working good for you this morning. KO4HKX.
73, Billy, good to hear you. Come back and join us anytime. KN4TFW. Did I catch anybody on the interstate? And I caught up with them and go around them, and you got to get up to like 75 to get around them. And then they just fade into the distance.
This week, KO4HK. I'll be clear for now. 73.
Patrick, I hope that knee gets better really quick, and that you, Miss Elise, have an awesome day. KN4, GFW.